The new superintendent of Seattle Public Schools is holding meetings around the city to hear from parents, students, and community members. Denise Juno says the input she's gathering is important as she gets to know the school district and prioritizes issues to tackle. KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross went to one stop on Juno's listening and learning tour and joins me now live to talk about it. Ashley, what was the setting for the meeting?
It was hosted by the group Somali Mothers Night Out, and that's a parent group that was formed by Somali immigrants, and they met at Somali Community Services of Seattle in the Rainier Valley neighborhood on Friday evening. They gathered for a meal and for a question and answer session with Superintendent Denise Juno.
And you got to talk with the superintendent beforehand. What are some of the things she's been hearing during the listening tour?
One thing she said that keeps coming up is the idea of ensuring racial equity in the school system. She says that commitment to racial equity was something that attracted her to this position in the first place. Before coming here, she was state superintendent in Montana, and she grew up on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation there. She's also an enrolled member of the Mandan Hidatsa tribes in North Dakota, where her mom is from. So she says paying attention to the needs of underserved populations is really important to her. But Superintendent Juno says sometimes the word equity gets thrown around so much that it kind of loses its meaning. And she says what really needs to happen is a conversation about how resources are used and making sure that all kids are served in the best way possible.
One item I learned about was around field trips. And it may seem like a small thing that students should have access to these extra learning environments, but it's very unequal. And some schools will get 15 trips a year, another school will get one trip.
She says that has to do with money coming from grants and things like that. But it's something she's going to track this year with an eye toward making things more fair.
So what were some of the things that parents raised as issues at the Somali parent gathering?
One thing that came up a couple of times was services for students in special education. Parents say that they're concerned about students being isolated from their general education peers. And here, once again, that issue of equity keeps coming up. One mother asked Superintendent Juno what she'll do to make the system more fair for students in special education who have IEPs. Those are individualized education programs.
It seems that special education teachers are not giving the support, materials, and resources they need to provide a good education for students. Students with IEP are left out of activities and are not receiving the same resources as general education students. So my question to you is, how do you plan to use equity to make sure the needs of students with IEP are getting what they need?
So Juno replied that Seattle Public Schools has comprehensive services for special education, but she says the district can do better. And she says she plans to use data to track how the district is doing in serving the needs of each child in the right way.
What did Somali parents say about Juno coming to speak with them?
They seemed grateful to have the chance to talk with her. Hodan Mohammed is one of the organizers of the event. She serves as vice president of the Seattle Special Education PTSA. She says it means a lot to have a superintendent come to the Somali community to hear their concerns. And she says she's not really aware of similar listening tours by prior superintendents in the school district.
Maybe others have done it, but they haven't reached out to us. So she has reached out to us, so that says something about her.
That seemed to be the perspective of a lot of families. Gratitude that Juno spent her Friday evening getting to know their community and hearing their concerns about the school system.
And she has more events planned, right?
Right. There are several this week. There's one tonight at North Seattle College, and there's one tomorrow evening hosted by Southeast Seattle Education Coalition and Asian Counseling and Referral Service. That one includes dinner and childcare.
All right, Ashley, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross reporting live this morning.